In the 56th Psalm, David writes, "In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Good question. David seems to be almost ridiculing the idea that evil men and enemies could successfully bring harm to him. And King David knew a lot about men trying to bring him down. From his youth to his old age, David was often in danger of losing his life. In early days, it was the giant Goliath, then it was King Saul, and later there were constant battles with the Philistines and even a coup by his own son Absalom. If anybody knew about men trying to destroy him, David surely did, and yet here he asks, "What can man do to me?" The reason David could take this confident attitude is found in the first part of this verse. David says, "In God I have put my trust." David associated his trust in God with an assurance that all of the schemes of evil men would never succeed against him. He felt that trust in God was a solid reason to expect safety and security in life. He had trusted, God would surely protect him. Is there a need for Christians today to do as David did, to put their trust in God for protection? Well, of course, there is. The question I want to take up in this study is how. How exactly do we put our trust in God? What do we do? What are the specifics of how it works when a man or a woman puts their trust in God? Is this trust just automatic for Christians today? Or are there certain things we can do that will enhance our trust and will release God's protection and grace to work for our defense? Most of us do not have literal enemies trying to kill us, as David often did. But we do have challenges, crises, health scares, financial calamities, potentially failing relationships, which threaten to swallow us up. We have our own enemies, and they're no less scary to us than David's enemies were to him. So again, how do we put our trust in God? Is there anything we can actually do to enhance our trust in Him? There are indeed things we can and must do to enlist God as our defender and to be able to say, "What can man, or demons, or challenges, do to me?" First, we must pray. We cannot simply assume that because we're God's children through faith in Jesus, we can merely ignore our challenges and they'll just go away on their own. James writes, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray." When our life, our health, our well-being is threatened, it's time to pray. This is the time we pour our hearts out to the Lord and tell Him exactly what's going on in our lives and seek Him for positive intervention. Of course, He already knows what's happening far more than we do, but it is always right to pour out our hearts and our situations to the Lord. When King Hezekiah received a threatening letter from the king of Israel's enemy, the Bible says, "Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord." And then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord. It seems like Hezekiah was saying, "Look at this, Lord. Here's this threatening letter this wicked man has sent to me." In one sense, Hezekiah did not really need to spread that letter before the Lord. God knew every word of it. He knew exactly when it was written. He knew who wrote it, and he knew the arrogance of the heart of that enemy king. But Hezekiah needed, for his own sake, to make the matter known to the Lord before he could begin praying for deliverance and victory, which he in fact received. And sometimes we also need to go into detail and tell God exactly what we're facing. But we cannot stop there. As with Hezekiah, after rehearsing our issue to the Heavenly Father, then we must pray and call upon Him for victory and deliverance. We call on the Lord to defend us, provide for us, and bring an end to our terrible ordeal. We may go on quite long in beseeching the Lord for mercy and breakthrough. And there's nothing wrong with this. The great heroes of the Bible did this very eloquently. But at some point, there must be a kind of a pivot, where we go from begging and imploring to praising and making faith declarations. If this does not happen, all we end up with is a begging session, and begging sessions do not get the job done. Remember, in the verse we began with, David said, "In God I have put my trust." He does not say, I have begged God over and over. He says, in God I've put my trust. We often say that God answers prayer, but that's not quite the whole story. The truth is, God answers prayers of faith, utterances aimed toward our Heavenly Father that include both petitions and faith declarations. We cannot merely say, God, I'm in trouble. Please help me. Please, 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 please help me. We say, God, I'm in trouble. Please help me. And I thank you that you will help me because your word says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And your word promises my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Jesus has told us whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. In other words, we confess God's word back to him. And here is where the power is, not just in prayer, but in mixing faith with prayer. We call on the Lord. We tell him our situation and fervently ask him to intervene. And then we praise him and remind him of his amazing promises. It's not as though he's forgotten those promises, of course, but as we remind God of his promises and claim those promises for ourselves, we are reminding ourselves of those promises and building our faith. A pile of wood cannot create a fire of itself. It must have a spark, a flame of some kind, to turn potential energy into real fire. And our prayers must be lit with the flame of Holy Spirit-inspired faith in order for them to bring about the results we desire. So the next time you're in a crisis, talk to the Lord about it. Spend some quality time in prayer, beseeching the Lord for divine mercies. But don't forget to mingle faith and the promises of God with your petitions. Prayer with faith is a dynamite combination, and you just might be surprised that God will do for you when you petition the Father in the name of his crucified and resurrected Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and mingle those petitions with faith.